and as I grew up, she became my abiding soulmate. Just last year, when I was 16, I was told we would be moving house. I didn't want to leave at all. I loved my life in Montpellier and everything about it. I was happy where I was, with my school, with my friends. But my father, who is a plastic surgeon, had been offered a job elsewhere, a better one, which was far too good an opportunity to turn down, so he said. I protested, of course, but it was no use. The decision had been made. "And anyway," said my mother, "at least Joan on the staircase will find a good home. It'll be the perfect place for her."
"What do you mean?"
"Orléon," my father said. "We're moving to Orléon."
On my way upstairs that night, I spoke to Joan, face to face, and silently.
"You'll be going back to where you belong. Back to Orléon, Joan, where you lifted the siege and drove the English out. Where you rode triumphant through the streets, your standard fluttering over your head. We're going to live there. I'm going to walk where you walked, be where you were. We'll be together."
There were no more protests from me after that, and indeed all my anxieties about moving very soon vanished. It wasn't the end of anything. On the contrary, it was quite definitely the beginning of something. I felt